we don't have to stop our pursuit of where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. We don't have to stop pursuing our greater vision in life, but we can slow our rhythm down.
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Welcome back, Conscious Investors. I'm curious because, you know, I'm always in a state of curiosity, but I am curious if you have had that feeling and sense of pressure. Maybe it's your job. You feel the pressure of a deadline, or you feel the pressure of, whoa, the economy is shifting. What's my position going to look like? Sometimes we feel pressure in our relationships with the people we love the most because we love them and we want the best for them. And maybe we recognize we need to grow and transform ourselves. And we feel this pressure like, oh gosh, if I want to bring the best to the relationship, I need to improve and transform. You see, we feel pressures in so many different parts of our life, and it's ever mounting. Even if we want to throw in the pressure of aging, the reality is we are aging and our bodies are deteriorating one day at a time. And no matter how many little extras we add into our lives, how many extra vitamins or shakes or certain exercises, no matter what, we're all destined for the same place, right? And there's nothing that is ever going to prevent that. And so we feel this pressure. If you've been listening long enough, you know that I feel pressure to make sure that I do cardio activities because cardiovascular disease is in my bloodline and has taken the best people out of my life. So we feel pressure. I think you get the sense, right? We feel pressure. And recently, I felt an immense pressure. If you've been following along on my social media at all, or especially if you get the Three Keys Investments newsletter, I keep referencing some different events, particularly summiting Mount Elbert, Colorado's tallest 14,000-foot peak. It was extraordinary. But I have so many takeaways from that experience that I just feel like, let's just shell these out. Literally, like, let's just sit down and it's like those restaurants where you're like taking the peanuts and peeling them apart. Let's do something like that. If you don't mind, I want you to think for a moment just about a pressure in your life. And we all hold these pressures in our bodies in different capacities. For me, I tend to hold a lot of my pressure, the stresses in life. I tend to hold it actually in my chest, but some people hold it in their back. Some people hold it in their gut. We all hold it in a different way. And you might just take a moment right now, even if you're driving or you're on the treadmill or whatever, you can still take a moment and just identify that pressure that you're experiencing. Because what I'm about ready to share is actually potentially going to really help you, because I want to give you three truths that I've discovered about dealing with this pressure. Let's start at the beginning. I mean, all great hikes start at a trailhead, and those trailheads are just glorious, right? And you just know that, like Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road, and you're on your way to this great epic adventure, and you get to see something that only people who are willing to go through the trouble, the pain physically of doing this are going to experience. And naturally, when you're at the beginning of a journey, how do you feel, right? Most of us feel excited about that journey. If I'm flying, I usually don't feel really excited until my flight is in the air. That's when I get really excited. It's like, okay, we're not waiting on a tarmac. We're here. We're en route. We are headed to adventure. It's great. On this day, I was with my really good friend, Monica. And you should absolutely, if you're looking for a brand consultant, you absolutely should. She didn't even put me up to this. This is what you do because you love your friends so much and you know the caliber of what they provide. But anyhow, my brand Sherpa, Monica, she is actually one of my besties. And we were actually wrapping up and hiking this 14er in Colorado together. I was having an extraordinary time. And it was great. We're having so much fun. And the first part's super fun. And we're just above tree line. So tree line's at 10,000 feet, generally speaking. I'm like, okay, cool. There's tree line. That only means we have 14 and some to go. or not 14,000 more, but like 4,000 more feet of elevation gain. Like, this is going to be great. We got this. And something happened. We burst through the tree line, and that was really cool. We saw these crazy, something in the cricket family. They're not cicadas. We're not actually sure what they are, but some of them were red, some were green, but almost locusty looking, just ginormous critters. So beautiful butterflies. And we're just enjoying the scenery. And then it hit me, and it almost hit me kind of all of a sudden hit me where, okay, I'm out of breath. But now my hip flexor is hurting and this is really painful. And then we continued on, and we've talked about on past podcast episodes, we've talked about false summits. And a false summit, you've experienced it. You just might not know that that's what this is called. Okay. So a false summit is when it appears as if you're going to reach the finish line and you're almost there. So in this case, it appears as though we're going to reach the summit, and then you're around the corner and you're like, oh my gosh, that wasn't even close to the summit. I remember the first time when I was 13 years old, the first of many times I've half dome in Yosemite. That was my backyard in a sense growing up. And I just remember experiencing that false summit multiple times along that long hike. And on this hike up Mount Elbert, had that false summit experience. And you reach that false summit and it just rocks your world. Because mentally, you're strapped in. You have a belief about something and you just believe, okay, this is how this is going to play out. And I can physically, I am prepared physically to go to this extent and this is going to work out fine. You round that corner and you see how much further the trail goes. And at that moment, my heart sank. It happened a few times. It typically does. And I'm really experienced at this. I was even thinking, just be prepared for false summits, Julie. Just be prepared. But as I rounded one of these false summits, and I can picture it vividly because we're above tree line. We're probably 1,000 feet above tree line at this point, right? So now we have 3,000 and some change feet left to go. And it's sidewinding around a little outlet. It's almost like a little, we call them draws in North Idaho. It's like you're going through this little draw and you round it. And then you realize you're going to go down. And if you're watching me, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're watching my little finger, like draw the map, but you're kind of going down before you head back up. And the deal is when you head back up, there's still another false summit that you can't see where it kind of dips down again and goes back up. So we're at this point where I realize first of many false summits, but unlike a lot of false summits, I felt something different. I felt, as I mentioned, that pain in my hip flexor. I felt out of breath. It was a cool morning. And it was overcast when we left our vehicle. And so I actually left my hat, my personal shade. I had left it behind. So I'm feeling the sun on my face and on my part line and just kind of baking into my shoulders. And I'm feeling all of these things. And then I feel something I haven't felt before. And that is the pressure on my chest. My first 14er, I was probably maybe 6 months pregnant with my son the first time I summited a 14er, and it was fine. I was fine. I was comfortable, and I'm pregnant. There's a picture of me with little baby bump and all that. Super cute on top of Mount Bierstadt. And I just think, okay, well, I did this when I was pregnant. This shouldn't be a problem. I know that was 14 years ago, basically, but sometimes shouldn't be a problem. And now I'm feeling this pressure on my, like pushing, like just my heart itself felt like something I had never experienced before. And it made me really nervous. I was thinking, like, is something else taking place here? I don't want to die. I mean, if I'm going to die, my family knows I want to, like, when I die, I'd love to die out on a trail, but maybe not states away and maybe not with a bestie. That might present some trauma that I don't want to invite into someone's life. And then my head starts hurting and I don't generally get headaches. Just experiencing all of this pressure. And there are three truths that I determined that allowed me to keep going. And these three truths, I believe, are going to support you. Remember at the beginning, a few minutes ago, I'm like, hey, find your pressure, physically locate it in your body, mentally locate it, emotionally locate it, latch onto that. And now let's go to another level. Okay. So you take that pressure, and truth number one, you can go slow, but we're not stopping. Think about it. We don't have to be, life is a marathon, and we don't have to be all out sprinting the entire time. In fact, we can't. it's not sustainable to do that. But for me, I've learned, especially through mountain biking and going long distances, or even doing, I've done a century on a road bike and things like that. When you put your body into these positions where we're going for a longer endurance type situation, it's about recognizing that as long as I commit and I take the next step, the next step. Now, I didn't say you had to like rush that step down, right? I mean, just think about the sloth from Zootopia, how slowly that sloth moved. The sloth is just slow motion. And we can actually deliberately slow our life down if we choose to that slow motion. We don't have to stop our pursuit of where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. We don't have to stop pursuing our greater vision in life, but we can slow our rhythm down. So think for a moment about that pressure that you are feeling. What is one way you could slow it down? Now, if you're listening to this on a podcast, you can literally physically slow this down so that my voice comes across in such a funny way because it's so slow and drawn out. But we should apply this same concept to everything that we are doing in life. Let's just slow down. What happens when we come to a full and complete stop is we have lactic acid buildup. And you can ask my kids about that. It's something I don't like happening. I don't like that pain of having to restart something all over again. And if we're coming to a stop and we're taking a break, that's for not an elongated, okay, we're going to stop and take a lunch break or something, but we're going to take a break. We're going to have that lactic acid buildup. And then our heart's going to have to catch back up. We have to go through the whole process all over again. Let's push easy on life. And instead of coming to that full and complete stop, let's just slow down. Now, this next truth is going to sound a little counter to what I just said, but there is a truth that says you can stop. And there are times where we need to stop. There are times where we need to recalibrate. And along this process, there were times where it was the in-between. It wasn't a lunch break and it wasn't a long enough break to get that lactic acid, but that slowness probably looked like a stop. And it was where I was talking with people as they passed on the trail. I'm going to share a story with you in another episode, and I'm just going to throw myself under the bus because it invited a lot of deeper thoughts about the words that we use with others. Because there was a Karen and there were some Chads on the trail, and that was not productive for me at all, especially at this state at 12, 13, 14,000 feet. By the way, they kind of stopped around 13,000 feet. But the second truth, I'm getting to it, I promise. But the second truth is we can stop to catch our breath. And sometimes we need to stop. In this case, I was stopping and I had noticed that obviously at this elevation, we have to be extremely mindful of what is going taking place with the weather. And I have enough experience in the outdoors to know and understand afternoon thunder showers and the clouds condensing and the likelihood of thunder and lightning at higher elevations. It's something that you don't take lightly when you're in the wilderness. And so to stop and to talk with people that were coming off of the summit and to ask them those questions, hey, what's the weather look like? Because we can't see around these false summits. What's it look like up there? Let me get your feedback. But to be able to just take that extra slow breath that looks like a stop, it's okay. It's imperative that you do that. And in doing so, you'll find that you'll make some really great decisions because you're going to gather more information, if only from gathering your wits about you. Sometimes we're going so fast that we miss out on this opportunity for us to even process information so that we can make a better, more well-informed decision. Sometimes we're so busy running our kids. Vote me on this one. I'm totally in on this. Running our kids around, taking my daughter. She's 11 and she landed herself a really sweet job at a local blueberry farm, which is fantastic. But running her to and from that and to and from friends and my son to and from football practice and making meetings and things, all of those things can leave us feeling very fractured. And even if you only have fur babies, we still have this machine in it, if you will, that is kind of running our life that we need to be very mindful of. Oh, I've got to wake up at this time. I've got to get this done. And then I've got these meetings. But in between these meetings, I've got to get these 5 tasks done. And then I'm going to meet so-and-so for a late afternoon coffee. And I'm going to go do that, right? You can hear most of us have very productive, very driven lives. But if we don't learn to stop, evaluate, and reassess, we're not going to have anything of value to show for it. We need to be able to understand exactly where we're going, exactly the conditions that we are headed into so that we can plot out the very best choices so we can have the outcomes that we are looking for in our lives. The third truth that is a truth of all truths, you can never quit and you can never speak of quitting. Oftentimes we hear people, particularly before they get married, they'll say, you never say the divorce word. Well, look at the divorce rates. We know people do say that word, unfortunately. However, we need to look at quitting like divorcing ourselves from a situation. It's a big deal. We don't want to quit easily. We don't want to quit lightly. If we have our vision locked in, if we understand why we're doing something and what we're aiming to contribute to the world from that, then we have a higher level of commitment and a higher level of necessity to actually execute on that. So we want to make sure that we're not entertaining the idea of quitting. I won't lie. I did entertain the idea of quitting. It's true, but I never mentioned it, not once ever, to my hiking partner, Monica. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't tell her, my chest hurts. This doesn't feel normal. This feels weird. If it had actually been something that I was deeply concerned about, I would have been responsible, raised the white flag and said, whoa, 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 surrendering here. What's going on? Something, we got to take care of this. But I was assessing the situation and being mindful of it. Come to find out, when we reached the summit, she had ideas of turning around also, but she never spoke of it. Could you imagine if either of us had said, I don't know, maybe we should turn around? What would have happened then? But because that wasn't part of the equation, we were able to stay strong and we were able to summit. Now, here's the fun thing is that Monica is in killer shape. And basically, she's just flying up this mountain. She's waiting for the old lady. And so all that to say is that a bonus learning truth here is to be a good companion to whoever you were on the trail with at any given point. Now, we're all old enough to know that friendships come and go in life, and that not all people, I think I forgot who I can attribute this to, but there's a reason and a season for every friendship that we have. I feel like Tony Robbins might've said something along those lines. And it's a truth. There's truth to that. So whoever you are on the trail with, that means at work, maybe you're doing a project with that person, or right now we're having a lot of construction done on our home. And so those people are collaborating and they're working together, right? They're on the trail together. Or you're on the trail with your kids. And those are all independent trails. We're on a trail as a collective family unit, but then we're also on a trail. Like I'm on a trail with my relationship with my son. I'm on a different trail with my daughter, another trail with my husband. There are different ways that we show up as companions on the trail to different people in our lives at different times in our lives. So I want to encourage you to think, like, part of being a good trail companion, Monica waited for me. She even waited to like walk to the actual summit with me. She's like, I wasn't going to ditch you. We have to summit together. And that's critical. We don't have anything to prove. We're not trying to outdo the people around us. We want to support them and we want to encourage them. And we want to make sure that we're sustaining the journey. So as you're dealing with the pressure in your life, as you're feeling that wherever it is, physically in your body, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I hope you keep these things in mind because these can help really lead to an extraordinary, adventurous life, right? So you can slow down, but you don't have to stop. And you can stop to catch your breath and reevaluate so that you're making the best decision if you really need to. And you may never speak of quitting. Just eliminate it from your vocabulary. Because if you know where you're going and you have the conviction to get there, there is no sense in ever speaking and uttering that word. Final thing, final bonus. I wrote this down. You may have noticed it. I think I'm going to throw it into like a Facebook story or something here in a minute. But physical feats are a gateway to personal insight, that leads to transformation. If you are not pushing yourself in a physical capacity, you are missing out. So I want to encourage you. That might mean that you are simply walking to the end of the street and back. That might be your physical feat. Okay. That might mean that you're signing up for your first ultra run. I have a friend that's an ultra runner. She's amazing. I can't believe anybody can run 70, 80 miles. Like, that's crazy to me. I'm not sure. Maybe you actually want to feel the pressure from scuba diving. I highly recommend it. Super great. Maybe your physical adventure is going to be going for a jog, right? Whatever it is, however you want. And CrossFit people, I won't deny you. Maybe you need to do some box jumps or something like that, right? You just want to elevate, push yourself physically. And as you do that, you are going to discover the other parts of who you are. You're going to find some holes to patch. You're also going to find areas where you're stronger than you realized. All right. I want to invite you one thing before I leave. If you are one of my amazing conscious investor lady listeners, I want to let you know that my friend Sarah and I are launching in September. We are launching women's group coaching. It is off the hooks, an extraordinary opportunity. Right now, our coaching community, I offer one-on-one coaching to a very, very select few group of people. And then I also have group coaching that's available. But this is the first time that it's going to be for ladies, women only. And the reason is I had one of my one-on-one coaching clients made a comment of, we had this idea before, and then it was just necessity of it was a little bit more elevated because she said, hi, I went to the group coaching session. It was led by a gentleman and it was filled with gentlemen. And I say gentlemen because this world is full of so many gentlemen and I want to do them justice. And she said it took a lot of courage, but she wanted to show up and she wants to grow and she wants that transformation. When I mentioned we were looking to launch a women's group coaching, she was really excited. She said, like, that would be amazing. So we're confident that this is going to serve you, ladies. And gentlemen, if you're listening and you have a lady in your life, this is absolutely 100% something that you want to say, hey, you need to check out the Conscious Investor and what they are up to with the coaching community. Here's the way this is going to look. Each month, we're going to have two group sessions. I will be hosting, facilitating a group coaching session that's high performance coaching. And then Sarah is going to be running a session that is each month on conscious parenting. Okay. And I know you guys just heard parenting and you're like, how to. Conscious parenting is very much not how to parent. It is very much, we all have something within us that we are dealing with. And our childhood directly correlates to our present day, not just for parents, but for all people. So whether you are an empty nester or you haven't even thought of having children of your own, conscious parenting will absolutely support you in all facets of your life. The cool thing about this is that, sorry, gentlemen, the ladies are totally scoring on this because they'll have access to the two group women's only coaching sessions. They'll still have access to the main group coaching sessions. They're going to have access to the book and networking club. They're going to have access to the library of all of our other trainings, over 18 hours worth. So much information available. So we're going to drop a link in the show notes so you can check out more information on this. And you can also just reach out to me directly. My contact information is in the show notes, but it is limited to 14 people. We don't want this to be like some huge thing that's very impersonal. We're launching this. We want it to be sustainable, really going in line with this concept of we want to go slow and steady, step by step by step. So if that's you, if you're a lady, if you're interested in that, please make sure that you reach out. This is only the second place people are going to hear about this. I've reached out to one group and already have four people interested. And that was a very niched down private group. There's power in this. And if you're ready to activate and transform your life, then you want to be part of this. All right, gentlemen, if you're interested, don't worry. We still have group coaching. I still have one-on-one coaching and you can reach out and I can definitely support you as well. All right. Final, I'm sorry. I feel like it's been a while since we've had this communication. Final thing is make sure this is nearing the end of the year. Final deals are going to be coming up. And they're going to be flying off the shelves, basically. Three Keys Investments is only looking at one more opportunity for our investors for 2022. So if you're looking for a place to diversify your income, like, okay, we got to diversify the portfolio, or we have this income, we want to make sure it gets invested before the end of the year. You don't want to wait until, oh, December, let's go invest something. You don't know. You can't be confident that there's going to be an opportunity in December to make that happen. So make sure that we have had a conversation so that you don't miss out on potential final deal with Three Keys Investments. Okay. Again, show notes have a link. You can schedule a time to talk with me on the calendar, and I'd love to do that. You guys are awesome. A little bit chatty Cathy today. Sorry, but I hope that that served you well. I hope you're dealing with the pressure in a really healthy way, because pressure is not a bad thing and it can lead to transformation and powerful opportunities. Until next time, remember, the adventure belongs on the trail, not in your vesting and not in your personal life. And I've already spelled out two specific ways that you can get in touch with me so that I can support you in really powerful ways. All right. Until next time, as always, live big, love bigger. Are you enjoying this episode? Where would your life be without content like this? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms. And please tag me, Happy Julie Holly.